Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Now, this seems to be an invitation to everybody to come into the temple and to praise God there. Now, after David sinned with Bathsheba and Uriah, he went out into the whole Gentile world, all the non-Israelites who lived around him, and was very keen on preaching to them. That's what his psalms seem to say. And so he's inviting them to come into God's sanctuary. So this is a bit different with how, unfortunately, the history of Israel developed, where they became very elitist and sort of snobby, and we don't want Gentiles coming anywhere near the holy place of God. They even put a sign on the temple in the time of Herod and the time of the Lord Jesus, saying that no Gentile can enter beyond this point, nor any woman, on pain of death. Whereas David is quite different. He is inviting people right into the sanctuary, what he calls the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet and with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and with dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and with organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. So he's inviting people to come. And this is how we should be, to go out into this world and invite people, to be sort of proactive, to not just think we'll let them come to us. Jesus says, go into all the world and teach the gospel, not wait for them to come to you. And so it is with David, that he's inviting people into the temple to praise God.